This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned sine die. With this, the 19-day winter session concluded today. The Lok Sabha was first adjourned sine die, and after that, the Rajya Sabha was also adjourned. In his valedictory address, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said the productivity of the House was around 111%. He said a total of 15 sittings of the House took place.
Respected members, now we are towards the end of this 6th session of 18th Lok Sabha. In this session, we had 15 meetings. With all of your support, the productivity of the House was 111%. All the honorable members cooperated in running the House by sitting till late night. For this, I thank you all. The proceedings of the House are adjourned sine die.
In his valedictory address, Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan said the House functioned for around 92 hours and recorded 121% productivity.
I am happy to note the enthusiasm shown by the members in this regard. A remarkable number of as many as 59 private members' bills were introduced during this session. In this discussion on one each private member's bill and resolution, 22 members participated. Overall, this House functioned for a total of about 92 hours. The productivity of the session stood at 121%.
Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju has said the bills which were passed in the winter session of Parliament will play an important role in improving the lives of crores of people and to make India a developed nation. Briefing media after the conclusion of the winter session in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju termed the winter session of Parliament as very productive for the country. Mr. Rijiju said those who levelled accusations against the Election Commission and the electoral system were also exposed.
Election Commission.
The discussion on the Election Commission and electoral reforms has not taken place for the first time. Such discussions have been held earlier as well. The government has always remained open and ready for discussion. After 2 days of debate in both houses of parliament on electoral reforms and related procedures, I believe there is no confusion left now.
President Draupadi Murmu has inaugurated the two-day National Conference of Chairpersons of State Public Service Commissions in Hyderabad. Addressing the gathering, the President stressed on the need for public service commissions to give highest priority to honesty and integrity while recruiting civil servants. She stated that the UPSC is one of the most trusted government institutions. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has advised passengers to stay updated through airlines, airports and official platforms amid fog-related flight disruptions. The Ministry also urged travellers to allow additional time for smooth travel. The Ministry said it is closely coordinating with the India Meteorological Department and operational decisions are being taken based on real-time weather forecasts. The Delhi government will install air purifiers in 10,000 school classrooms in view of the deteriorating air quality in the national capital. Briefing media today, Delhi Minister Ashish Sood said the air purifiers will be installed in the first phase as part of the government's continued efforts to improve air quality. He added that the tender process for the project has already been initiated. Dense fog has disrupted the movement of several trains in various parts of the country due to low visibility, according to Indian Railways. As many as 60 trains are delayed by up to 5 hours. Passengers are advised to check the latest status of the trains before arriving at the station to board them. In men's cricket, the fifth and final T20 international between India and South Africa will be played at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. India, led by Surya Kumar Yadav, currently hold a 2-1 lead and will look to seal the series against the Proteas. Wednesday's fourth T20 at Ekana Stadium in Lucknow was abandoned due to extreme fog. And with that, we end this news bulletin.